You're listening to the Prepper Recon Podcast. For questions, comments, and podcast archives, go to PrepperRecon.com. I've personally been buying gold and silver from JM Bullion for over 2 years. They offer the best prices over spot that I can find, and I've never had a problem with an order. If you're looking to trade in some of your fiat paper for real money, check out JMBullion.com today. Today's guest is former military intelligence officer and creator of SurvivalBlog.com, James Wesley Rawls. Jim, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me on, Mark.
Absolutely. Always a pleasure. Everyone breathed a sigh of relief when Hillary was defeated. Certainly things could have been worse, but we still have to stay vigilant, don't we? And what concerns do you have for 2017?
Well, I guess my main concerns are a lot of my old ones, which really go back to economic problems. We have a huge national debt. And along with that, we also have a mountain of debt that's on the private sector as well, between the mortgage debt, the credit card debt, the student loan debt, and so on. There's just a mountain of debt out there. And at some point, that's all going to have to be repaid. And I suspect that the way our government is going to escape its mountain of debt is eventually through mass inflation.
And you stay on top of economic conditions, you always have. And as you know, the M2 money supply nearly doubled under Obama. We've yet to really see the widespread price increases from the inflated money supply. But if we see confidence continue to grow under President Trump, do you expect to see more price inflation?
Yes, I think in the long term, yes. In the short term, we may see some more deflation, and we even may see kind of an odd situation, which is simultaneous inflation and deflation, where you have inflation in some sectors of the economy, but deflation in others. And the likelihood of that is going to increase as the national debt compounds. And as time goes on and trade imbalances reach their logical conclusion, I think with the Trump administration and President Trump's promises of righting some of the wrongs in the international trade sphere, we could see some very strange situations develop in both the balance of trade and in the Forex, in the foreign exchange market. I think that people, if they aren't already doing so, should at least get prepared to dabble in the foreign exchange market and speculate into foreign currencies. Right now, I'm hedging a bit into Swiss francs, and I recommend that your listeners get set up to do so. One of the easiest ways to do that, surprisingly, is through PayPal. With PayPal, you can set up your account to hold multiple foreign currencies if you hold a positive balance. And for any of your listeners who run a home-based business or who are self-employed and take some of their payments for services via PayPal, if you're in a situation where you're constantly shuttling money out of PayPal, you might want to consider leaving some money in that account in the short term and establishing multiple foreign currency accounts within your PayPal account. It's very easy to do. Just go to PayPal, log into your account, and you can select currencies from a list. Their exchange rates are fairly competitive, about the same as you'd get at a major international airport. And you can simply transfer part of your existing positive balance into a foreign currency like Swiss francs. Or if you think that the British pound will prosper with Brexit, then you might want to hedge a bit into British pounds as well.
And if we do see economic turmoil during Trump's presidency, unfortunately, he's going to be blamed for it. I'm not really a big fan of George W., but he was blamed for the housing crisis, which was triggered by the lending standards put in place by the criminal Clinton cartel. And if we were to see an economic collapse, do you think that Trump could be a one-term president? And after we saw the type of support that the indoctrinated youth had for Bernie Sanders, are you concerned over who might come in his place in the next election?
Yes, I think that the economy has been running on fumes for a long time. Interest rates have been held to absurdly low levels for an extended period of time, and all that has to happen for the powers to be that be to tank the economy is simply to allow interest rates to rise to a natural level. And once they do, I think it will crash the equities market. It'll crash the dollar. It'll make the U.S. Budget very difficult to balance. And we could see Donald Trump branded as the next Herbert Hoover. They would end up blaming the crash on him when it's actually the excesses of the two previous administrations that really are at fault.
And historically, financial crises have often been the political springboards for socialists and communists like Bernie Sanders. Would you agree?
Oh, certainly. Yeah, if you look at just the socialism that developed in the United States in the midst of the Great Depression of the 1930s, there's no way that Congress would have enacted that huge mix of alphabet soup agencies that were created in the 1930s, many of which are still with us today. It wasn't just the National Recovery Act and the Works Progress Administration and the CCCs. There were a lot of other agencies that are still with us now, the Tennessee Valley Authority, the TVA, all of the major federal agencies really got their start in the aftermath of the Great Depression in the attempt to try to leverage our way out of the Depression by the Roosevelt administration. When FDR implemented all those programs, a lot of people probably expected a lot of them to be short-term, short-lived programs. A lot of them are still with us today, and they really are the core of the socialist bulwark that makes up our federal government today.
India has put very, very difficult restrictions on cash recently. And we've also seen economic turmoil associated with a lack of currency in Venezuela after they pulled several of their high denomination notes. Australia's talking about making a similar move. I would think that theirs might be a little less chaotic, hopefully, because they're a little bit more developed nation. But it seems to be a trend, not only from failed states and third world nations now, but it's really getting into the mainstream global mindset to want to ban cash. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, Mark, I have to agree with you that we are entering into unprecedented times in terms of currency controls, and things are going to be a lot worse before they get better. In fact, a full-blown global credit crisis and economic crisis could be used as the excuse to introduce a global currency, an electronic currency, and outlawing cash in most of the nations on the planet. And ironically, the few nations that wouldn't go along with that are probably going to be Islamic nations with the various dinar currencies. But if you look at what's gone on with the Indian rupee and you mentioned Venezuela as well, we could see that happening over and over again in the next few years. When you come right down to it, governments really operate with controlling their populace as their raison d'etre. And one of the best ways they can control a population is to control its currency, and even better, eliminate paper currency altogether by implementing a electronic currency. What you end up with is 100% tracking of just about every transaction that takes place, which means if the government knows every transaction that's occurring, they can tax those transactions, and that's a bureaucrat's dream come true.
We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Katie Armor offers affordable body armor, including level 3 trauma plates made of AR-500 steel. They can endure multiple rounds from pistols and rifles up to 7.62 NATO. Order today from katiearmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Ready-Made Resources is a trusted name in the prepper community because they've been around for 18 years. They offer great prices on night vision, water filtration, long-term storage food, solar energy components, and provide free technical service. Get ready for an uncertain future at readymaderesources.com.
After a massive wave of disappearances, 26-year-old CIA analyst Everett Carroll finally believes what he's been told about the biblical prophecy of the rapture. Global currencies have collapsed, famine and plague have claimed the lives of millions, and the world has crumbled into chaos. Seven seals, seven trumpets, and seven vials of God's wrath are about to be poured out upon the earth, and woe to the inhabitants thereof. Buy your copy of The Days of Elijah, Book 1, Apocalypse, by best-selling author Mark Goodwin, in paperback or Kindle edition from Amazon.com today.
You've always been a big advocate of gold and silver. They've both had a really nice pop over the past month or so. Do you still like those for wealth preservation through a collapse and for a barter economy in the event that we have a currency collapse or go through the types of things we're talking about here?
Yes, Mark, absolutely. And of the two, I like silver best because silver is much more realistic as a commodity for barter exchange. Gold is really too compact a form of wealth for barter. And I think that if people haven't hedged into silver and gold already, they really should. And with the expectation of a cashless society, people have to recognize that silver in particular is going to become the underground currency of choice worldwide. And with that, people will be able to maintain their transactional privacy. That's a huge advantage, and people need to have silver on hand to be able to do that. One other thing bears mentioning, and that is the electronic currencies like Bitcoin are also going to do well, especially any crypto type currency like. Bitcoin that can't be tracked by government officials. And Bitcoin already is up in the high 900s. It's like 900, last time I checked, it was around $980 to buy one Bitcoin. I've been recommending Bitcoin back when you could buy a Bitcoin for just $25. So the gain on that has been phenomenal. Of course, it's been an absolute roller coaster ride with some huge ups and downs. It is not a market for the faint-hearted. And I don't recommend hedging more than 5% of one's wealth into Bitcoin.
And you really need to understand the security features with the different types of wallets and things that you can have for your Bitcoin because there's been some issues with some of the exchanges. So it's something that you really need to take responsibility for yourself. And like so many things, people want to just farm out their responsibility. And it's something that you really have to spend the time to get educated on. Is that right?
Absolutely. People should not trust third parties. They should maintain their own Bitcoin wallet. You also need to maintain at least two backup copies of your Bitcoin wallet in separate locations. Because if you have your Bitcoin wallet on your laptop and your hard disk dies, you've lost your money. You really need to keep a backup of that wallet key on a couple of memory sticks. One should be with a very closely trusted friend or relative, and one should probably be cached somewhere in an underground vault. And you probably should use waterproof USB sticks. And by that, I mean the type that has an O-ring seal that protects the electronics of that stick. And those are now very widely available. In fact, our new archive of Survival Blog that now dates back to 2005 comes on that type of stick. And that's the type of stick that you should use for your Bitcoin wallet. And again, you need to have at least two spare copies of that key. One, of course, would be your working one. But in the event that you lose your hard drive, you really absolutely need to have a backup or you're going to lose it all.
And I did see your waterproof USBs with the Survival Blog archives on Survival Blog. And you've got a limited number of those. Is that right?
Yeah, we just did 1,000 in the waterproof stick. We'll produce more in just a standard stick with just a rubber cap on the end once that limited edition of 1,000 is sold out. But if someone wants to get one, they probably shouldn't hesitate. I think that first 1,000 that's in the waterproof stick will probably sell out in the first 3 or 4 weeks.
And there's been some talk from California since the election that they'd like to secede. Weren't they the same folks that were wagging their tongues at you for the wanting to have the American readout?
Yeah, a lot of the same liberals who were saying that the American readout was a pipe dream. Those same folks are now saying that they want to have 5 different separate states of California. I guess the shoe is on the other foot now.
Yeah, I think a lot of shoes are on the other foot right now. Can you talk to us a little bit about, while we're talking about the American readout, I know you guys are having some really heavy snows this winter. Can you talk to us a little bit about basic snow and ice preparation? Specifically, what folks need to keep in their car when they're traveling, because all it takes is one little slip and you're in a snowbank, and if the sun's getting low, somebody might not find you till the next day, and you guys have had some really like below freezing temperatures and winter's far from over right now.
Yes, there's some really basic things that people should do. People should carry at least 2 winter weight sleeping bags in their car. That is like the most crucial prep for winter travel. You never know when you're going to slide off into a ditch, and God forbid you end up sliding off where you're out of sight of the road. You might be there for quite some time. My good friend who posts under the name Commander Zero over his blog posted a 5-part series on winter travel and winter survival gear. And I highly recommend that your listeners take a look, not at my blog today, but over at his. Again, he posts under the name Commander Zero. His blog is called Notes from the Bunker, and it's at commanderzero.com. He just finished up that 5-part series on winter vehicle stuff, as he calls it. I'm sorry, a 6-part series. And if your listeners take the time to read that series of articles, he goes into detail on signaling equipment, cold weather gear, fire starting, clothing, how to pack that clothing using a vacuum packer to make it more compact and waterproof, and what sleeping bags are best, and what to keep on hand in your vehicle, rather than reinvent the wheel and go through it all with your listeners today. I would actually want to point them to that series of articles. Again, it's commanderzero.com, and scroll back through the last couple of weeks.
That's the end of the first half of my interview with James Wesley Rawls. Tune in next week for the rest of the show.
Get prepared before disaster strikes. PrepperRecon.com offers Molly-compatible individual first aid kits for your home, auto, or bug-out bag. These kits have everything you need to address a traumatic injury, including an Israeli battle dressing, quick clot, EMT shears, suture kit, Steri-Strips, tourniquet, tough strip bandages, and so much more. Kits are available in OD Green, Coyote, Black, and ACU. $99 includes shipping. Go to PrepperRecon.com and click the store tab at the top of the homepage. Order today before it's too late.